In the coffee hour, I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday. It is September 11th as well. 17 years ago of a tragic event.
Yeah.
Wow. It's hard to believe that, so much has happened in that 17 years and we've grown and learned so much as well in that 17 years and many opportunities for prayer and reflection today as well.
Yeah.
And speaking of learning, we're talking about schools today.
Some of our favorite schools.
That's right. Lutheran schools today. An exciting event here in St. Louis. It's a big community event here in St. Louis. Draws a big crowd. And hopefully you too as well. Stick around to find out more about that and why Lutheran schools are important. And then what is accreditation? We hear about it. We see that like little tagline on school signs and things. What is accreditation? What's it all about? Dr. Becky Schmidt will be in studio to help us understand what that process entails and why it's important for Lutheran schools to have accreditation as well. And speaking of schools, one very great Lutheran school that we are so grateful for, Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Thanks for underwriting this program. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. In studio with us today, Sue Namundson. She's CEO of Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis. It's affectionately known as Lisa here in St. Louis. Sue, thanks so much for joining us in studio. It's a great pleasure to have you here today.
Well, thanks for having us back. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you and Sarah and your listeners. Glad to share our ministry with all of you.
Big event right around the corner here in St. Louis.
We do have a big event coming up October 13th, Brew in the Loo. It is a fundraiser for Lutheran Elementary School Association, and our mission is to support the Lutheran education system here in the St. Louis community.
I think this is the one that puts the fun in fundraiser.
It is, definitely, definitely. We have a tasting event, and there are beverages, adult beverages, and then also non-alcoholic beverages. A lot of food, some music, some entertainment. About 2,500 guests will be enjoying an afternoon of prayerfully sunshine and wonderful fellowship and a great experience to support Lutheran schools.
And we'll get to more details about that in a little bit, so you can learn how you can be one of those 2,500 or more people. We'll see how many we can pack in the park for Brew in the Loo right here in St. Louis in just a little bit. Also joining us in studio today, Joel Ackridge. He's a parent of a growing student at Word of Life Lutheran School right here in St. Louis. Joel, thanks so much for joining us in studio to share your Lutheran school story with us.
It is, it's my honor to be here. Any chance I get to brag on Lutheran education, I will do it.
Well, tell us about your family and how you came to find Word of Life Lutheran School for your child.
Well, my wife and I, we were looking for a good, solid education, but also a school that would teach Jesus, demonstrate Jesus, and we did visit quite a few schools. When we walked in the door of Word of Life, it was really close to our house, which was a benefit, of course. But when we walked in, we just felt like we weren't just observers, but part of a family almost immediately. Everybody there was just so loving. And we really felt a part of Word of Life, even before we signed the dotted line to register.
What has this school family meant to you, for both you and for your daughter?
You know, just that, as a parent, you want to know that your child is being taken care of. You want to feel that security that when you watch that precious little life of a daughter walk into that school, that she's being taken care of and loved. And we know that that happens at Word of Life. And it's just that sense of security that you really can't quantify.
Yeah. What does she say? Has she said anything about how much she loves school or hopefully loves school?
Well, I will just say the second day of kindergarten, you know, as a father, I love just to hold my daughter's hand and walk her into school. And she turned around and said, "Daddy, can I just walk in on my own?" She was so excited to get into the school. And so she skips into school, and it's just a beautiful sight. Yeah.
What is it that is beautiful about this school? How has it made a difference for you, for your family, for your daughter?
You know, it's a spirit in the school that can't be faked. You know, my wife and I have been in education for quite a few years. We've been in a lot of schools. We've been in ministry. And, you know, when you walk in there, every teacher is just so loving. Every staff member is just so loving. And that's what we love. And just to see the love of Christ demonstrated in and through those lives, it's not something that's just not only taught, but it's demonstrated. And that's what we love about it.
How about academically? How is the school challenging? Is it providing the challenge that you expect for your daughter?
100%. She, of course, as a kid, she'd rather have recess 8 times a day, but she comes home and it's just so specific on things she could work on. And of course, that was something that we were very serious about. We wanted a place that she would get a solid education and mix that with a family atmosphere, and she gets both of those things. And, you know, she had some struggles with a few letters and how she pronounced certain words, and we worked with her and just really struggled with breaking through. And within a week, her teacher had some exercises for her, and she was so excited to be able to pronounce certain words correctly. And so, yeah, we couldn't be more pleased with the solid education that she's getting.
What about the friends that not only that she's connected with, but have you been able to connect with other families at your school as well?
Yes, that's something else that kind of, I'll be honest, it kind of surprised us. You know, within just a couple of weeks, there were parents that were calling my wife and people getting together, and we have restaurant nights. And, you know, even in a little class party, you would have 8 or 9 parents come in the middle of the day. And that was just so refreshing to see just the spirit, even within the parents. And she's had, Maggie Grace, our daughter's had play dates and just made so many good friends. And so we just see that this isn't just a beginning for us. I mean, it's just the beginning of a long journey for us at this school, and we're excited.
So there's this community there. It's not just you. It's not just your daughter. It's this community around all the families and all the children. What difference has that made for you in your personal lives, going through issues and going through struggles? Mm-hmm. How has that community supported you?
You know, back before we had even registered Maggie Grace, just some life things happened in my wife and I's life. We both lost our jobs, and within 2 weeks, my dad had passed away. And so it was a tough time for us. And then on top of that, you know, we're wondering, well, where are we going to place our daughter for kindergarten, for school? And we received so many emails and texts and calls from people at Word of Life. And they didn't say, so are you going to sign her up? It was nothing about the school. It was just, are you guys okay? We are praying for you. We know this is a tough time. If you need anything, please don't hesitate to call us. And I mean, just the impact that made, that's something that we'll never, ever forget.
How is, you mentioned earlier, you wanted a school where your child will hear and learn Jesus throughout her entire career there. Yeah. How is that happening at Word of Life?
Just through, not even just through what the teachers teach her, or through chapels. The chapels are great. She comes home singing songs about Jesus, which is one of the sweetest sounds, of course, as a parent, just to see your child come home singing and listening to her, wanting to teach you songs that she learned at school. But also just, again, it's demonstrated in the teachers, and that's just something I can't stress enough, how every single teacher, you know, when we went in for a tour, when we first toured the school, we went through, and one of the teachers took a break from her break. And being a former teacher, I know how precious those few moments are. And yet she put down her lunch and said, hey, would you like to come see the dog, you know, therapy dog that we have in our school? And I just was so blown away by that she would do that. But little did I know that was just the first example of seeing how everyone in the school just loves the students, and they just love people. And that's just the love of Christ that's demonstrated every day.
So how are Lutheran schools unique? You know, this is one example of a Lutheran school.
Oh, absolutely, Andy. Joel, you have done just a wonderful job of articulating that difference. You know, our schools are excellent places of learning, very high standards. Our Lutheran schools have always been known for rigorous academics, but it's that Christian community, that Christian living that you have just described so beautifully, that I've experienced in our family as well. that make our schools so very different from really any other school system in the country.
I think even just the name of this school that Maggie attends, Word of Life, points out the focus of what many Lutheran schools, what all Lutheran schools are about. It's about the Word.
Absolutely.
That's at the center of this education.
Absolutely. And Andy, you know that our association provides curriculum guides to all of our member schools. And Lutheran doctrine is embedded into each subject area. So our educators have an opportunity not only to draw from their own education and their own experiences in ministry, but they've also got curriculum guides that meet educational standards, but then also really help them share that word. And that's what our schools are all about.
Lutheran Elementary School Association, right here in St. Louis. How does Lisa serve students and families and schools here in the St. Louis area?
Well, we serve 30 Lutheran Elementary and the 4 Lutheran High Schools in our metro community. We have about 8,800 students in those schools. 7,200 of those schools are directly impacted by our services, and those include need-based tuition assistance so that our schools are accessible to families from all walks of life. Not just those families who can afford to pay the full cost of tuition. We provide educational support and professional development for our school leaders, our principals, our teachers. In fact, we have a big professional development event for about 500 teachers coming up this Friday. We do the curriculum guide development.
And
got a lot
here.
Going on. Yes,
you're
and
so gracious.
Emperor on the Loo next month. We do other educational resources and instructional resources for schools, as well as cost-effective programs that are available to our schools because they're members of a system. Just a wide variety. We help them market because so many people in our community don't know that you can send your children to Lutheran schools without being Lutheran. And in fact, about half of the children that we serve nationwide, and that's also reflected here locally, are not Lutheran. So our schools are an awesome outreach opportunity to share the word and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Just to give us a glimpse of students that are served with financial support scholarships here in the St. Louis area through the outreach of Lisa. Can you give us just an idea of any of those numbers?
Sure. We have been very blessed over the past 15 years to have awarded over $5 million in tuition assistance to about 3,600 individual students. And now I do have to enhance that with our blessing is the fact that we have amazing donors. We have wonderful event guests. We have super sponsors for programs and events. It's those individuals and their financial gifts that make our work possible.
And the big event coming up, Brew in the Loo, we just mentioned a little bit. That's right around the corner, coming
it
up in
is.
October.
It is.
Event details for Brew in the Loo.
Well, it's Saturday, October 13th from 1 to 5 p.m. in Francis Park, which is located in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood. The event takes place just about in the center of the park around the Lily Pond. It's a beautiful location. We will have somewhere between 90 and 100 vendors there. About 40 different local, regional, and national breweries will be represented. A lot of tastings available. And then about 50 different food vendors and snack vendors, a little bit of retail as well, in case you get the shopping bug while you're there.
And tickets are wristbands.
Yes.
We can get those online, is that right?
Yes, you can. You can get those through our website, lisastl.org. They sell right now for $40 before the event. We do accept walk-ins on the day of the event. They will be $50 at the event. And that wristband will get you unlimited tastings for that four-hour period. So it's a great deal, as well as a wonderful way to give us an opportunity to talk about Lutheran education in the community and raise some money for all the services that we provide to families and schools.
And students in Lutheran schools win as well.
Yes.
Sue Nelmanson, CEO for Lutheran Elementary School Association here in St. Louis, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thanks, Andy.
Joel Ackridge, proud parent of a student at Word of Life Lutheran School. Joel, thanks so much for being our guest on the
Thank
Coffee
you.
Hour.
Thank you, Andy.
It has been a privilege to talk with you both, and we have more about Lutheran schools. What
we
is
do.
Accreditation all about? Why is it important? You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.